This is Mark's Almanac, a look back in history. I'm Mark Pennell. Let's look at September 24th. It was on this date in 1889, 130 years ago, that Dr. Alexander Day, in response to an employee who was late, teamed up with his brothers, who operated a department store in Syracuse, New York, to create a device that could more accurately track when their employees came and went to work. Known as the dial recorder, it printed the workers' numbers and clock-in times in a single sheet. Day's company later became one of the building blocks of the Computing Tabulating Recording Company, which came to be incorporated in 1911 as IBM. And it was on this date in 1968 that the CBS show 60 Minutes premiered.
It's a kind of a magazine for television, which means it has the flexibility and diversity of a magazine adapted to broadcast journalism.
And if this broadcast does what we hope it will do, it will report reality.
But we do think this is sort of a new approach.
Harry Reasoner and Mike Wallace were there, along with Andy Rooney, who was making his television debut. The creator, Don Hewitt, said in a press release that, quote, the subjects might be Anarchy in the City, Charles de Gaulle, miniskirts, or Robert Kennedy. Following the program, the reviews were lukewarm, with Daily Variety stating they didn't like it at all. However, the New York Times said, quote, 60 Minutes is something television has long needed. That's it for Mark's Almanac. We'll talk tomorrow when today is history.